Back now with Day to Day. Talk about your New Year's resolutions. Los Angeles resident Dave Comites embarked on a big one at the beginning of 2008.
For the past year, I've been saving all of my trash and my recycling in the basement, not because I'm crazy, but because I realized that when it just sort of leaves the curb and goes away, you don't know how much you have. So I thought, well, I'll see how much I have and I'll see what kind of changes I can make in the process.
So how much garbage does one person generate in a year?
The entire stairs are covered with, bottles. There are probably 220 bottles, beer bottles. Then I've got, I think it's about 51 pounds of paper, 20 pounds of cardboard boxes, cereal boxes, about a 4-pound bag of plastic bags, which is
three cardboard boxes
of garbage, stuff that would go to the landfill, can't be recycled, can't be reused. And this represents basically 32 pounds, which is my entire year. That's what the average American makes in a week. That's what I created for the year. The hardest thing was just stopping throwing things away, stopping putting things in the garbage, because until you try to stop something like that, you don't realize how sort of ingrained it is in you and you don't think about it. Most of the garbage that I created, I think, was probably from the first like 3 to 4 months as I sort of like learned about things. And once I sort of took those into my daily routine, it's now just generating 0.5 pound of garbage a month. Really doesn't take any more or less of my time than normal. It's just my normal everyday existence.
Now that Dave's experiment is just about finished, what is he planning to do with all that garbage?
Thankfully, it's actually now not going to be thrown away. It's going to the Museum of Trash in Connecticut, which is this cool little museum that teaches kids about wasting less, which is, I think, really cool.
But the experiment is not over yet. Dave Comites has a challenge for everyone.
So I saved all my trash and recycling for a year. And what I'd love for everybody out there to do is just do it for a week. Pick a week within the first 2 weeks of January, say, and save all of your trash and recycling for that week, and then write down what it is. Take a look at it, see what you can get around, see how much it'll change you. You'll be shocked, number one, how much you create, but also how easy it is to change a lot of your habits. If you can't save your stuff, you live in an apartment or something, just keep a list of it. It basically accomplishes the same thing. So give it a week, you don't have to do a year, and see what you learn. I think you'll find it's going to be a lot.
You can find out more about this Save Your Garbage for a Week challenge at our blog, Daydreaming. It's at npr.org/daydreaming. And if you decide to try it, we would love to hear about it. Again, all the details are at npr.org/daydreaming.